I'm Sherry Preston. Federal prosecutors now say the former FBI informant accused of lying about Hunter and Joe Biden has admitted that Russian intelligence officials were the ones involved in passing the information on to him, and that those same officials continue trying to influence the 2024 presidential election. A 33-year-old American-Russian ballerina now accused of treason in Russia for allegedly donating $51 to Ukraine.
ABC News has learned she is 33-year-old Senya Karolina, a dual U.S.-Russian citizen from Los Angeles, her current employer saying she stopped showing up for work in mid-January. Russian authorities releasing video Tuesday showing what is believed to be Karolina seen in custody with a hat covering her eyes, being handcuffed and appearing in court.
ABC's Martha Raddatz. The body of an 11-year-old Texas girl missing since last Thursday in the Houston area found. A friend of Audrey Cunningham's father expected to be charged soon. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin businesses suffering losses due to the warm, dry winter can apply for federal disaster loans. The U.S. Small Business Administration says its disaster coverage will extend to businesses hurt by the lack of winter weather this season. Businesses that cater to outdoor recreation are especially hard hit. Eric Hovde is officially in the race for U.S. Senate. He made his campaign announcement yesterday on social media.
Our country is facing enormous challenges. Our economy, our health care, crime, and open borders. Everything is going in the wrong direction. All Washington does is divide us and talk about who's to blame.
Of the Republicans in the race, Hovde presents the most formidable challenge to incumbent Democrat Tammy Baldwin. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The results of Tuesday's primary elections are in the county supervisor race in District 13. Incumbent Jay Brower will handily continue onto the general election with over 67% of the vote. He'll be up against Travis Austin, who got almost 19%. That means Ronan Ratage is out. In District 36, David Peterson and Lorraine Gage will move on to the general election. They got 327 and 326 votes. Respectively. That means Andrew McKinney is out. 5 one-story buildings on Mifflin Street in downtown Madison are up for demolition to make way for the Wisconsin Historical Society's new historical center. Hovde Properties, the company developing the new center, has filed to demolish the buildings. The Mifflin Street buildings are not directly part of the historical center, but they hope to replace them with space for retail and apartments. The permits to demolish the buildings will go before the city's plan commission next Monday. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig, a true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
The Badgers get past Maryland. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Wisconsin had the lead, but Maryland closed the gap in the final minutes. The Badgers getting the win, 74-70, thanks to Wisconsin's Max Klesman at the foul line.
One more free throw for Klesman. Eyes the rim. He'll send it. Good night. He hit them both, 74-70, and the Badgers win by 4.
NFL David Bakhtiari says the knee is doing great after his latest surgery and thanked his doctor, Brian Cole, on Twitter. Cole, a Chicago-based surgeon. NBA, no one was more surprised the Bucks were firing Adrian Griffin last month than his replacement, Doc Rivers, who was on SiriusXM.
Be honest, I told our owners when they called, I said, I don't understand why you're doing this. And they said, you know, one of the things they said was, well, it doesn't matter. We've done it now, and we want you. That's where you had the hesitation.
That's Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Mostly sunny and mild again today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54 on Friday. It'll be mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 39. But don't worry, we're going to bounce back the weekend. Plenty of sunshine with highs back in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
My doctor told me my cholesterol is borderline. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula. Garlique helps maintain healthy cholesterol safely and naturally. It's odor and taste-free, and Garlique is a world leader in garlic potency. I'm taking charge of my cholesterol with Garlique Healthy Cholesterol Formula, cholesterol's natural enemy.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Hey everybody, it's Todd Allball. Noon till 3 on Wednesday, we are downtown Hayward, Wisconsin for the 50th Annual American Birkenbiter on Civic Media.
Whether you're hanging out on State Street or hanging out on the lakes, thanks for listening. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Matt Nair on air.
Want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes, space is my birds.
Matt Nair. On air, weekdays.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
How will you put up that kind of money? Because you have a bond to put up. Even if you appeal, you got to put up escrow money. That's it's a lot of dough.
It is a form of Navalny. It is a form of communism or fascism.
What?
Yeah.
Those are the opposite.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Well, the Stephanie Miller Show apologizes. That may have been covered by the Geneva Convention, playing Laura Ingraham and Donald Trump's
I'm
voice.
Sorry.
At the same time, we apologize. However, there is a threat to the universe that we need to. Navalny's not a verb.
Genocide is a verb,
and you're not. You're nothing like Navalny. Oh my God. All right. Okay. Does my Putin shirt, does that cover pretty much all the stories this morning? Does it pretty much cover
pretty
everything?
Much, pretty
okay.
much.
Okay. It's a form of Navalny. Okay, it's not a noun or a verb.
It's not a thing.
You are... Oh, he died fighting for democracy.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You tried to have Mike Pence hung to overturn democracy. I can't... Okay.
This is going to be a good out of the gate this morning, I think.
Oh, how are you going to pay? By the way, Tish James says she's going after that money. Get it, girl. Get it. Season assets, do it.
Season a big tower.
Yeah,
in Manhattan, she said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I can't wait for all those people to shut their pie holes. Oh, he'll never pay. He'll never.
He's gonna die poor,
right?
He's
I mean, I have so one poor. Buzzkill, you know, blocker in my life, the homo of hopelessness. I don't need other people to naysay that he's ever gonna see consequences.
Oh, he's gonna see consequences.
Hi.
Hi.
Oh, you look freshly genucelled.
I am freshly genucelled.
You look fantastic.
Thank you.
Yes, go ahead. I'm sorry.
No, he is going to pay. I mean, there's no way he's not going to be able to put up that bond.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Oh, no. He has to.
It's a
if
layer.
He wants to appeal.
Right.
It's a layer of lovely. I can't. Okay. Also, can Julian Assange's wife shut her pie hole?
Oh, my God.
Stop comparing people to Navalny. First of all, he's been gone, what, a couple of days? And so many. He'll be killed if he comes to the U.S. Okay, so I get it. In this scenario, Joe Biden is the murderous dictator, and Donald Trump and Julian Assange are the hero patriots. Oh my God!
But to people like Glenn Greenwald,
do you think Carlos El Rocky will have?
Yeah.
You know what? Thank God Malcolm Nance isn't on today.
I know. Yeah,
she's on tomorrow.
Oh, I'm triggering him tomorrow.
Yeah, to people like Glenn Greenwald, Assange is the biggest martyr ever.
Yeah.
And so that's why they're comparing him to Navalny.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, he's being arrested for practicing journalism. Oh,
no.
Stop
no.
it. Really?
No.
So
stole,
in this scenario,
documents.
Joe Biden is the murderous dictator,
right.
And right?
He stole documents and released all of them.
My
he
God.
Didn't release the pertinent ones.
No, he's not Daniel Ellsberg.
Right.
He's
no,
not,
exactly.
not at all. And he's not Mandela or Navalny. Oh, my God, stop. I can't stand
or Chelsea Manning or reality winner.
Yes.
He's none of those people.
No.
Thank you. Thank you. I just, oh my God, with the what do you call it? The tiniest of violins, like, oh, I'm a victim.
Martyr.
Instead of a dirty traitor.
Martyr.
Donald Trump is a dirty traitor. Okay. I may have blown my entire wad out of the gate.
This is a good Stephanie Miller out of the gate.
Yeah.
Which you can subscribe to.
I have a full craw. Oh, thank you, Chris. Sorry.
Yes, by subscribing to the Stephanie Miller Happy Hour podcast. It drops every day, every weekday at 3 o'clock Pacific.
And you help the cause of democracy by subscribing.
Yes.
It helps the Stephanie Miller cinematic universe.
And giving us 5 stars in the Apple Podcasts app.
Okay.
Which is where most people get
staring right at the camera. From. Hey, speaking of, you know, Putin and my T-shirt. The informant arrested for lying about Hunter Biden just told federal prosecutors that Russian assets were largely responsible for spreading the Hunter Biden misinformation. The ties between the Trump campaign and Putin become more apparent every single day. You think? By the way, here's another. Coming after every traitor in this segment,
okay.
Chris.
All right.
We should charge extra for this. How much is it? Oh, it's free. Okay, listen. This
well,
is a bargain.
Cast is $5.95 a month if you buy a year in
advance. That's commercial free. You can listen anytime you want.
Exactly.
Also supports the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe, which includes superheroes like Bob Seska, coming up in a few minutes. Carl sells Rocky in Hour 3. And Tara Dublin for her first appearance today. Because, Malcolm Nance is moved to tomorrow.
Yes.
He's going to the service for David Frum's daughter.
Yeah, I know. Very sad.
Very sad.
Lindy Lee tweets, Bill Barr knew the now-arrested Alex Smirnoff was lying about the Bidens when he was AG. He knew that Smirnoff was using Russian propaganda against Biden, yet Barr himself broadcast these lies and refused to indict Smirnoff. Media, you screwed up big time by platforming this lying insurrectionist. We await your apology. I'm sure you're working on your next Biden is old thing, so that's not, you know, time for that.
Biden is experienced.
What are you pointing to? You're
just pointing it over this area.
Oh.
Biden is experienced.
Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. Dwight Eisenhower tweets, I didn't know if he was still...
He's not alive anymore.
Dwight Eisenhower?
I like Ike. Yeah.
I would have liked Ike.
Someone's just using that as their handle. But the GOP is no longer a political party. It is an autocratic insurgency. Thank you. Full of dirty, dirty traitors.
Is he going to warn us about the military-industrial complex?
Yes.
Dirty, dirty traitors.
I think he pinned that tweet.
He's going to go build some highways.
Okay.
He's
got stuff to do this
morning. You know? Atta man.
All right. We were saying...
And some parks.
And my craw emptying before the show. He just... His whole... It's communism. It's fascism. Can I just say something, Chris? I don't think he's ever read a book except for Mein Kampf. I think he's paid someone to read books his entire life and do his homework. Oh my God, he's so stupid. I can't. Okay. Oh, how about this? I love when he gets like his own stupid responses blow up in his face on Fox News with the biggest softball questioners in the universe, mm-hmm. like Laura Ingraham. Yes, 17. Please. Yes. Thank you so much.
If you have mail-in voting, you automatically have fraud. If you have
there's mail-in voting in Florida,
that's
and
right.
you won huge.
That's right. If you have it, you're going to have fraud.
But you won.
But you won, she says.
The look on her face is...
I know, it was just like, but you won big in Florida. They have mail-in.
He's like, that's right.
Yeah,
she's
I won,
just like,
but...
That didn't go as planned.
No.
Okay. Do we have to do the... Okay, then there's also an ocean between us, which mm-hmm. is why it's... By the way, did we mention there was an ocean between us when all the other NATO nations defended us after 9/11? Oh, okay. That's not... He hasn't read
that's
that book either.
Right now.
He hasn't read any book.
No.
Ever.
Nope.
He watches TV.
I think he would...
So what I would do is, first thing I get on the phone is with the European nations uh-huh. who are in for 25% of what we're in. We're in for over $200 billion. They're in for $35 billion.
We've spent about $100 billion so far, but it will be $160.
It's a difference of $150 billion. They've got to start paying up. You know, it affects them much more than it affects us. We have an ocean in between us. They don't have that ocean in between.
Bob Seska pointed out 9/11.
Right.
That's what I said.
Yeah. He
says it there.
Pearl Harbor.
I think it here. He says
big
it there.
Big ocean. Pearl Harbor. Yeah.
I don't know where I end and Bob Seska begins.
Pearl Harbor is a bigger ocean.
Yes. It's a much bigger ocean.
Yes.
He hasn't read that book either.
Or seen the movies.
Yeah, he hasn't seen Pearl Harbor with
From Here to Eternity.
With Ben Affleck.
Or From Here to Eternity.
Kate Beckinsale is so pretty.
Okay.
That's all that matters. It's easy with a shiny object.
You watch Pearl pretty. Harbor because Kate Beckinsale is hot?
Oh, she's so pretty.
She is pretty.
Okay, our friend Olivia Troy said, given the latest news in regards to Smirnoff, the extent to which Russian intelligence services has successfully used Republican pundits and elected officials as their assets and stooges is gravely concerning. Just imagine what Ronald Reagan would think about the evil empire infiltrating and duping the highest levels of our government. And once again, as we said, media, where are you? With the... okay. I was going to give Seth Abramson said, a Soviet-born Israeli citizen who wanted Trump to defeat Biden in 2020 fabricated inculpatory evidence about the Bidens under the direction of Russian intelligence. Then Trump agents in the U.S. ran with this manufactured evidence. Anyone know any books that told this story? Well, he wrote one. Malcolm Nance wrote several. He will join us tomorrow. The involvement of Israeli nationals in Russian plots to install Trump in the White House goes back years. All the Hunter Biden bolt was always bolt. To our point, anything that's controversial in the U.S., racial issues, George Floyd protests, Gaza, obviously, this is anti-vax. There's Russia in there just trying to gin up chaos to try to reinstall Donald Trump. E.C. McLaughlin on Twitter said, I've been talking a lot lately about my belief that all sorts of current events have been part of weaponized disinformation efforts by bad actors, not just the Hunter Biden saga. Thank you. Now that we know Russia has its bloody, dirty hands all over this, I hope folks will start to question who's behind efforts to undermine Biden's reelection campaign in other ways, because I'm watching the disinformation happen in real time, and folks on the left are falling for it in huge numbers. Thank you. Do you feel like Carlos will have any thoughts on that?
No, maybe, not at all.
You know what? Maybe
not
we should cancel him. He won't have any thoughts on that.
No, he'll be boring.
Yeah. What?
I'm getting cards and letters saying that Jennifer Garner is also in Pearl Harbor.
She's
also super pretty.
Oh, she was with Ben Affleck at the time.
Okay. I shouldn't talk about other people being duped. Russian intelligence would just be like, look, pretty shiny actress.
Jennifer Garner.
I'd be like, huh?
What?
Oh.
Don't get Angelina Jolie in here.
Oh! wave the Jennifer Garner binky. I'm like, what?
Kate Beckinsale is a new binky. I didn't know about that for you.
Oh, she's beautiful.
She's what?
I didn't know that you had a thing for a Kate Beckinsale.
Oh, who doesn't?
She's stunningly beautiful.
Yeah, she's stunning.
I don't.
She'd be a good Scarlett O'Hara when they do the remake.
You don't like lady bits.
I appreciate a good set of jugs.
Well, she has small jugs.
You do. I'm no offense, but our executive producer 11 billion years ago had 36 triple Ds.
36 triple Ds.
Yeah.
That number is burned in my brain.
Yeah, here is a fun fact. We would produce bits before the show with, Carlos or Jim or whatever, and Chris... So Chris was behind glass, and then the studio was here. He frequently would ask her to put her naked boobuses up against the glass.
Jenny.
Yeah. I have to say she was very
giving,
cooperative in that regard.
Yes, she was giving.
She would just be like, okay.
With her bra on or no bra?
No bra.
Oh, good for her.
Yeah.
It's very, very midnight expression.
I mean, did she take her bra off to do that? Or
my girlfriend at that time, who also had ginormous...
Tatas?
Yeah.
Yes.
Happy bags.
Happy bags.
There's something about gay men because
they love
boobs. Yeah, we used to have parties and they would just
feel her up. All my gay friends love boobs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mine used to be bigger.
I appreciate a good set of tatas.
I feel like this out of the gate has stumbled into the. I feel like we've stumbled off the track into the bushes.
Uh huh.
Oh no, now she said bushes.
Uh
oh. Okay, I'm back.
I don't appreciate a good set of bushes, though.
You don't blend into
all
them?
Right. No, not at all.
Okay.
Like Homer Simpson.
Or Jim Comer.
Yeah.
Jim Comey.
Oh, yeah, I'll be back here. Yeah, that's James Comer. Will be Homer Simpson.
Sorry.
Uh-oh.
All right. We have a big shoe coming up 18 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Glad. They're especially snuggly when it rains outside. We should have a snuggle all night long. Oh. Yes. I feel that my conversations with Bonnie and Clyde are getting increasingly long and emotional.
And weird.
In the middle of the night. Yes. Well, that goes without saying.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. It's because they're trying to say thank you for their Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend because it is the best food in the world. It is real food. Turkey, beef, salmon, duck. Then they throw in, oh my God, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, you name it. Raw, freeze dried, no mess. It's not that thing, the one in the freezer with the cut it open and then it's messy and you gotta take up all your freezer space.
You gotta close it with a clothespin because it won't work properly.
Yeah, dumb farmers. Okay, I'm just kidding. Oh, I'm kidding. That was a joke. I'm just saying Dr. Marty's is the best food ever. It's pantry safe. It's shelf stable.
I hear kale is raised by farmers.
Okay. Nature's blood is the best. Nature's feast is the best. Cat food. I'm just saying.
Turkeys and other
I'm just
things,
saying the truth. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Yum, 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 yum. DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Stephanie Miller, a lovely girl who came from beyond the stars to spot in the sea.
Have you ever wondered how some people manage to defy age and stay incredibly active into their golden years? Just ask Chuck Norris. He is 83 years old, looks amazing, still kicking, punching, feeling great. Chuck Norris's key to longevity started when he created a formula called Morning Kick. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, for me, this has been a real game changer. I love it. I use it in my bike and hike bottle every day. Morning Kick isn't just your average drink. It's a powerful new formula that helps support joints, give you energy, and makes you think clearer. Morning Kick has probiotics to help shed those extra pounds and prebiotics for healthy digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and some of the most potent anti-aging supplements you can find. If you've been searching for that extra boost of energy, enhance your overall well-being, or want to feel younger, go to roundhouseprovisions.com. That's roundhouseprovisions.com. The code is Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511. 40% off, 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Okay, who wants better sex? Got your attention, didn't I? Who wants to start having better sex immediately? Best way to get started is go to adamandeve.com right now. They're offering 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing. And Adam and Eve wants to make your life easy. They offer discreet shipping as your privacy is a priority, plus 100% free shipping with rush processing on the entire order. Don't wait. Better sex is just a click away. That's 50% off one item, free shipping with free rush processing. Bring more pleasure and satisfaction into your bedroom. Just go to adamandeve.com, select any one item. It could be an adventurous new toy or anything else you desire. Just enter the offer code Miller at checkout. The code is Miller at adamandeve.com. This is an exclusive offer specific to this show. Be sure to use this code Miller. Get your discount, 100% free shipping. Get it fast with rush processing. That's right. I said start having better sex now. Adamandeve.com. Don't forget, that code is Miller. 50% off on just about any item, plus free shipping, which includes rush processing.
It's Black History Month, and Civic Media supports the importance of this observance. But what do you really know about it? I'm Calvin Butenhoff, producer of The Earl Ingram Show. Our Echoes of Empowerment Black History Stories will offer thoughtful answers all month long. Now, here's Earl.
Did you know there was a time when African Americans couldn't buy their own homes? In 1948, the Supreme Court ruled the ban on selling property to black buyers was unconstitutional. Yet black people still couldn't purchase homes in white neighborhoods. The Fair Housing Act in 1968 ended this type of discrimination. But there's still work to do. Today, only 40% of black populations own their own homes. Listen for another Black History story here on Civic Media. I'm Earl Ingram.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join Matt Nair on Air, 11 to noon.
On Mad Radio, 92.7 WMDX, 1580 AM.
This message is for Shauna, my mom, who just finished her high school diploma. I wanted to say I'm so proud of you for finishing school. You taught me it's never too late to achieve your dreams. I hope to make you as proud as you have made me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Stephanie Miller.
My milkshake brings all the boys to the yard, and they're like, it's better.
My milkshake just brought Clyde to the yard, and what happened? Somebody made a boom boom for mommy in the rain.
A boom boom.
Someone made a big boom boom for mama. Yay. Yeah, if you thought that was weird, ordinarily, you'd have seen what had just happened in the yard. It was like a combination interpretive dance. Here's your boom boom. Good boy, good boy, good boy outside.
You woke the neighbors. Boom 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 boom. You woke the neighbors.
It worked. He pooped.
He did. Atta boy.
Bonnie She's has yet to decide.
Okay. Yeah, Bonnie's still on the fence.
She okay. ran away from me down here.
I know. Anita in San Antonio. Hello. Hello,
Good
Anita.
Morning, you guys.
Hello. We're checking if everyone's done boom boom for mama. Just kidding.
No, not today.
Oh. Not yet. Today.
All right, we'll wait.
Not yet. TMI.
It's early. It's early.
Julian Assange, when he was charged with rape, he fled to the Ecuadorian embassy. Uh-huh. Alexei Navalny was poisoned by Putin, and he went back to Russia.
To fight for democracy. Oh, my God. It's so offensive.
To fight for democracy. Yeah, Julian Assange helped Russia interfere with our election.
Thank you.
Alexei Navalny was fighting corruption in Russia.
Right.
That kind of corruption.
Thank you. Yep. Thank you, Anita. You are the smartest girl in class.
The comparison
boom, boom, or no.
is just insane.
It is.
Yeah. I know. It's so offensive. No. Karen in Chicago, boo, boo, boo. You're the co-host of the lovely and talented Anita in Chicago.
Yeah.
Hello, Karen.
Yes. Hello.
Hi.
Good morning.
Did you do a boom, boom?
Hey,
did you know, all right, boom, stop boom, asking. That's just rude. Go ahead.
I have to say this. You know, it is the Republicans and the Russians who have blood on their hands when it comes to Navalny. The Republican Party is absolutely propping it up. And I give them complete welcome to leave this country and go live in Russia because we are sick and tired of it. We want democracy. This is a democracy. And we are not exhausted. Yeah.
And he's like 180 degrees the opposite of Navalny. He is this lifelong crook and traitor. Right? Enemy of democracy, and he's comparing himself to Navalny. I mean, it's just so... first of all, he's comparing that he's been finally, found guilty of being a lifelong fraud. That has what to do with Navalny?
Yes.
It's just, you know...
Oh, my gosh. Well, and Brian Karam, Richard Chu, you know, he's on before you guys.
Yes.
And he always refers to you as my girl, Stephanie.
Oh, I am his girl.
You know, leading
and
in.
And I mean that in the dirtiest way
and
possible.
And anyway... But he mentioned, and I tweeted to you guys, Brian Karam just runs down all of the things about Donald Trump, you know, everything that has occurred with him. You know, he's used the courts and he lost, and now he's being held accountable. And this is the thing, we are never going to move forward as a country until every single criminal is held accountable at the top level.
Yep.
I don't know who needs to hear this. They are on an autocratic march. Mm-hmm. They are going to march us right into fascism, and people need to focus on what we need to focus and put your heads down. Oh, and by the way, postcards for Ruben Gallego.
Yes.
Everybody we have to help him win.
Yes. Because, by the way, oh, my God, just when, like, Joe Manchin said he's not running and I can breathe a sigh of relief, first of all, A, Dean Phillips won't get out, and B, they're speculating Nikki Haley may be positioning herself for the No Labels third-party run. I was like, no, no.
Oh, my God.
She'll pull Republicans that would vote for Biden.
What's that?
She'll pull Republicans that would normally vote for Biden right now.
I know. No, I mean, that's what I'm saying. It's just that I cannot believe at a time when, by the way, nobody articulates the dangers of another Donald Trump presidency almost as well as Nikki Haley.
I know.
But you're going to put your own ego, right? Yeah. Before
Wait
the country.
Till 28,
There's
girl.
So
just
many people.
Run again in 28.
Whether it's RFK Jr., people are putting their own egos before.
Yep.
America. And it's disgusting. Chris, who said, in many ways, America's turning into communist country, it's a horrible thing that's happening. It's a form of Navalny. It's a form of communism, of fascism.
Dick Dastardly.
No,
stupid. That's close, though.
Smelvis.
Smelvis?
Fat orange Smelvis. That's who.
He doesn't look as good as Fat Elvis.
Right.
No,
he does not.
Okay.
Oh, and Elvis served in the armed forces.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. Okay, Bob Seska's next.
Whee!
not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin State Senate Republicans are firing four more of Governor Evers' appointees. Democratic Senator Mark Spreitzer.
Governor Evers is still the governor, and he'll still be the governor next session. It's been 5 years, and I'm still waiting for all of you to get used to that.
Yesterday's firings include former Lieutenant Governor Barbara Lawton from the UW Hospitals and Clinics Board and Todd Ames from the Natural Resources Board. A proposed constitutional amendment would stop Wisconsin governors from raising taxes or fees on their own. The last straw for Republicans was when Governor Evers used his line item veto to raise school spending for 400 years. Yesterday's vote in the Assembly was the first step in the plan. It needs to pass the legislature again next year, then go to a statewide referendum. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WMDX News, I'm Nate Wegehout. The results of Tuesday's primary election are in. In the race for Sun Prairie's District 2 Alder, Santiago Rosas and Bill Baker will move on to the general election. That means Matthew Hill is out of the race. For the race for Monona Alder, Jeff Verberg is out of the race. The other six candidates will fight for three Alder seats in April. In the Middleton Cross Plains School Board race, Katie Frank and Lauren Rogers will move on to the general election. That means Nate Day and David Bell are out. The county's Health and Human Needs and Public Protection and Judiciary Committees will hold a joint meeting Thursday night. They'll be taking up a number of topics of interest to both committees. They'll get a presentation on alternatives to the Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake Youth Detention Facilities and an update on plans to expand the CARES program. The meeting will be held both virtually and in person at the City-County Building starting at 5:30. And that's what you need to know. I'm Nate Wegehout, WMDX News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Mostly sunny and mild again today. We'll get to around 54 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 10. Tomorrow, partly cloudy, 54 on Friday. It'll be mostly sunny and a bit cooler with a high of 39. But don't worry, we're going to bounce back the weekend. Plenty of sunshine with highs back in the 50s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 42.
This St. Paddy's Day. If you want a pot of gold, list your home with the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Excuse me, kind sir, but it's not Paddy's, it's Patty's, as in Patrick.
When selling or buying with Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you'll get the best price with updated market reports and instant property value quotes. We like to say that movetomadison.com is kind of like a pot of gold.
Ooh!
It is the number one site for leprechauns to search for new homes this St. Paddy's Day. Visit the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinair on Air with Jane Matinair. Weekdays 11 till noon on the talk you can't ignore. Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX and on the Civic Media app.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens.
Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
While the President of the United States was working really hard on basically doing the things that are important to the United States of America, Donald Trump was selling tennis shoes. So, I mean, you could just look at both of those things and say, who do you think's having a better day? I understand that the concern about the polls. You see this actually for both candidates, but essentially as this campaign heats up, you're going to have to make a choice between two very, very different people and two very, very, very different visions for the country and for the world.
Thank you, Mitch Landrieu. He is fantastic. He was getting welcomed on Meet the Press, and he bobbered it right back.
Yes, he did.
That's what you. That's how you do it. Oh, by the way, he's got to be listening. He's getting his messaging from me. One more. Mitch Landrieu, co-chair Biden 2024.
But I want to remind everybody, we're in February. The election's in November. To expect everything to be the way it is on November 7th is unrealistic, and the bedwetting just gets exhausting over some period of time. The president has to make his case to the American people. Joe Manchin is going to make his case to the American people from the perspective that he is. I feel fairly confident at the end of the day, whether Joe Manchin says he's going to endorse the president or not, when he goes in that booth, he is not voting for Donald Trump, and he is not voting.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yep.
Bedwetting. Stop bedwetting. Save the hive, worker bees. Don't stand up in the lifeboat. I'm getting ready for Carlos. Because it's Man-Made Wednesday. Yeah. Speaking of dreamy, hunky men, why? Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute and I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Hi. Hi, Bob. Hi.
You know what? I want to say here at the top of this segment that credit where credit is due. Hal Sparks has been calling BS on this entire Russia, Hunter Biden, Burisma nonsense from the Republicans from the very beginning.
Yeah.
And I just want to be clear that Hal was on top of that. And,
someone
and
should
that
take
right, as he usually is.
Someone should take him on a tour to save the world, a comedy tour.
Wait, I don't know who could do that.
Somebody should do that.
Huh. Somebody should think about
that. He is a weapon.
Chris, you have an idea for that?
I have a running a few things by
myself. Oh, okay, good. By the people?
Bob.
Hi.
I said earlier, I don't know where I end and you begin sometimes. And I realized I was ripping you off, and I didn't even realize that I was just sharing a thought.
Well, it's a common observation. We can both have this observation independent of each other.
We've been sharing bodily fluid since 1912, so I don't sometimes know that they slosh together. And
ew,
gross.
I meant that in a sexy way.
No.
We played this stupid, you know, Trump doubles down on attacking America's NATO allies. There's an ocean between us. And you said, hey, dingus, which that you had me at. Hello.
Yeah.
You had me at, hey, dingus.
I can't not say that.
The ocean didn't help us on September 11, 2001, after which all NATO signatories per Article 5 pledged their support. The only time Article 5 has been invoked, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
I contend Donald Trump has never read a book. Do you agree?
I would absolutely agree, and I assure you, he's never read the NATO Charter either.
Yes.
He has no idea. This is all being fed to him from Russia. He's doing this. What stake does Donald Trump really have with NATO? What does it really mean to him? Absolutely nothing.
He doesn't know what communism means. He doesn't know what fascism means. He just throws out these,
I'd like to see him point to Poland on a world map. I bet he can't do it. I mean, that's how dumb he is. And when it comes to NATO, he's being fed these talking points because this makes Vladimir Putin very happy.
Putin wants,
It's like a mentor-apprentice relationship between Putin and Trump. And Trump, honest to God, wants to be the American Putin. That's what he's running to be right now. He's not running to be president. He's running to be president for life.
Yeah, you're confused. You're not Navalny in this scenario. You're Putin. You want to be Putin.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
It's hard to even. Yeah, let's spare you one more Lyra Ingraham.
I'm sorry.
Soundbite. But Ingraham, what's the first thing you do if you become president again on the border? Trump, drill, baby, drill. First of all, that makes no sense.
Oh, God.
It's not what? No. It's nothing to do with the border. And as you point out, the United States is currently producing more oil than any nation in the history of human civilization. The deluded suckers in the audience have no idea. Mm-hmm. There's so many layers of dumb in every Trump statement.
And it's so bizarre that he's landed on drill, baby, drill.
Yeah.
He never ever talks about drill, baby, drill. This is not like a major thing for Donald Trump as far as his agenda goes. But he's decided this is going to be the thing he does when he's dictator for just one day. And I always like to add that dictators are never dictators for just one day. They remain dictators until they're dead. And even then, they try to secure some sort of legacy for themselves with you know, a handpicked successor, usually a child. So this is something that Donald Trump has been planning for But the drill baby drill thing, first of all, torn from Sarah Palin's mm-hmm. playbook.
That's what I was thinking. Did Sarah Palin weird. Say that over pizza eaten with a fork or whatever?
She did. That was one of her many, many weird things, like death panels. Drill baby drill. And that's the thing. I mean, drill baby drill. I don't know what that does. Maybe convinces the rubes and suckers that if he does this, then gas prices are right. going to be a little bit lower or something.
Yeah.
It's just absolute nonsense. Since we are producing more oil right now than any nation in human civilization, that's how much oil is coming out of the United States. Not that we should love that.
No,
but
exactly.
as far as the election goes, it convinces the regular folks that something is being done about, you know, fossil fuels.
I was mentioning yesterday, Bob, on Russian TV, they're talking about how dumb maggots are. How, like, dumb and loud talking points. It's all that, you know, works for them. Like, they're so easily manipulated. I mean, it's just...
Yeah.
But yeah. We were saying this Smirnoff, in case you've just tuned in, a former FBI informant that claimed Joe Biden received $5 million bribe, said that officials associated with Russian intelligence were involved in proliferating that claim. He was arrested last week for lying to the FBI. But I was making the point, there was a tweet earlier, Bob, about how Russia has its dirty hands in everything in American politics. Any issue that causes conflict and division and might hurt Joe Biden, they got their dirty little hands in, don't they?
Oh, yeah. And this guy, Smirnov, is up to his eyeballs in Russian spies and disinformation. I mean, it's very clearly from the legal filings that we saw yesterday that it's the FSB instructing Smirnov to transfer disinformation to the suckers in the Republican Party, which leads me to question which of these two options is true. Mm-hmm. The Republicans, and now I see I'm interchanging them both.
Yes, well.
You know, like Joe Biden did with Mexico and Egypt, I'm doing Russians and Republicans. But, I mean, this is something that everyone does. I'm 52 years old. I don't have dementia. We scramble words sometimes.
Right,
anyway,
right.
So they're feeding the Republicans this information. The Republicans are buying it unwittingly, or the Republicans are buying into it deliberately, knowing that it's disinformation.
They're traitors.
Either
whatever
one of those
whatever
scenarios
hurts,
is
whatever
is
hurts America is good with them, Bob, because it hurts Joe Biden and it helps Donald Trump. It is absolutely treason.
And somehow this party is still competitive in the United States. Somehow the Republican Party is able to endure without torches and pitchforks outside their homes right now.
Yeah.
Because that's what we're talking. That's the kind of thing. I'm doing a little bit of Malcolm Nance shoutiness here.
Well, we're coming with torches in November.
Yeah, because, I mean, this is another episode where it is so egregious and so unprecedented that a major political party in this country has been entirely duped by obvious Russian information that, again, Hal Sparks was on top of, like, 2 years ago.
Thank you.
I mean,
thank
it's
you.
Absolute
I mean,
madness.
And Tristan Snell, our friend, said Alexander Smirnoff is just the tip of a much larger and dirtier iceberg of Putin's continued attempts to overthrow America from within. We must demand that the DOJ and the intelligence agencies follow this investigation wherever it leads. Go all in with a full investigation now. You know, if we can have these BS Bob Hur and Hunter Biden investigations, you know,
And
by the way,
as soon as that investigation starts, all the Republicans will be claiming that they're Navalny now, just like Donald Trump was doing last night.
What an
insult to political prisoners. My God.
Speaking of prophets like Hal Sparks, and by the way, if you feed Hal Sparks and get him wet after midnight, what happens, Chris? Bob Seska.
Yep.
Has anyone ever disproven it? I don't think so.
No? Okay. Prove us wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you've been run an experiment. Yeah,
you've been one of the only people talking about Project 2025. I wore my Stop Project 2025 T-shirt yesterday. You said the Project 2025 plan, made up of nearly 100 anti-abortion and MAGA groups, is in the process of designing a far-reaching anti-abortion agenda for Trump's second term. They're drafting executive orders for Trump to roll back freedoms on day one. I mean, this chilling frozen embryos are people ruling in where is it, Alabama? Mm-hmm. Dear God. Gives us a preview.
Yeah. They're going after IVF now. Yeah. It's going to be maybe in this order. IVF will get banned, and then no-fault divorce, and then contraception, although it's a question as to whether or not no-fault divorce or contraception will come next. So let's say it's a tie for second in terms of what's next on the or what's after IVF on the Republican extremist agenda. And the interesting thing about IVF right now is only 6% of Americans in a recent survey said that IVF is morally wrong. So once again, the Republican Party, and I almost said Donald Trump. It's the same thing. Republicans,
same thing.
Russians,
Putin,
Donald
Putin,
Trump.
Trump.
Yeah, I mean, the Republican Party is on the wrong side of an issue in a big way. I mean, we're talking about 94% support for IVF. Republicans, MAGA Republicans, need fertility treatment. They go to these places. It's madness.
And I grew up in Buffalo, so I speak as a former frozen embryo. That hey, everybody. These are the jokes.
Weren't you conceived and delivered in Maryland, though?
Oops. Okay. Bob. Ruin the joke.
You know too much.
I guess I do.
Yes, the very same state where I pulled Bob Seska's considerable yam sack out of the brambles on the bike path. As Laura would have it.
And I'm so grateful for that. Thank you for pulling my yam sack out of the
It's considerable.
You know.
I need it like the jaws of life. It is huge. Okay.
A crane. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
It's like, what are those?
How many late night calls have I gotten from Kimberly Johnson? Could you come and get him off me?
He's gigantic.
He's gigantic. He's
this
stuck.
This fridge is cold.
Help. I need the jaws of life again. Bob.
Oh, God. Yes. I'm a large man. I'm very tall.
The joke is, Bob's large everywhere. Okay. And getting larger.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
What?
What? I don't know. That was a Leon joke. Okay, listen, you retweeted
you see
someone.
Free Speech TV. Free Speech TV is seeing me turn beet red for the last, I don't know, 30 seconds.
Bob Seska, now in Technicolor. You
That's
retweeted
right.
someone named Buzz Burbank who said Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says he's been interviewed by agents of special counsel Jack Smith. Oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. Another thing that's at stake with this election, by the way.
Thank you.
These are things we have to bear in mind.
And can
not
I just say,
Mexico and Egypt.
With the most amoral human we've ever experienced, I've had it with people tisking Fonnie Willis. You know, it just.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, my God. You know, Donald Trump, for many, many years, has completely devalued the phrase witch hunt.
Yeah.
He's stripped of all meaning.
Thank you.
As well just be making fart noises at this point when he says witch hunt. That's how little it actually means to anyone anymore because he never shuts the F up about it.
Yeah.
But you know what?
Until you watch the Fonnie Willis hearing. Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Fonnie Willis is actually the victim of a witch hunt. This is legitimately, and it's all part of Donald Trump's ridiculous stalling tactics. Delay tactics, and they're ruining these people's lives.
Rebecca Jones tweeted, here's the thing about Fonnie Willis. It doesn't matter who the prosecutor is. They were always going to make him or her a target. That she's a powerful black woman made the attacks more vicious and personal by allowing the GOP to, quote unquote, spoil Willis. You're conceding that Republicans can engage in fringe attacks, defamation, conspiracy theories, and character assassination on anyone that stands up to power. And the media is complicit. I mean,
I mean, the whole idea of, you know, a painting of black professionals, black people in general, as being salacious and sex-starved and all this stuff. This is torn directly from Birth of a Nation.
Yep.
This is lost cause revitalized in the Trump era, like all the other racist tropes that they've wheeled out and are so proud to be just saying out loud now.
That's what Frangela said. They just couldn't wait to dig in a black lady's panties. You know,
Exactly. The slutty black lady.
Yeah.
Make sure that's the point. Yeah. That's what they're trying to emphasize here.
Yeah.
It's so ridiculous how everything old is new again. All of those lost cause, like minstrel show stereotypes of black people get resurrected by the Republican Party on a routine basis. And it's no longer just dog whistles. Again, they're just coming right out and saying it. It's horrendous. And again, at some point, racism has to become wrong again. I hope that's soon. I hope that's somewhere around the corner.
Yeah.
I hope the pendulum swings back the other way. And I think we all need to start pushing. I think we also need to start pushing that pendulum so it does.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Noted feminist Bob Seska. We love you, but Bob Seska is essential for democracy.
That's right.
Sexyliberal.com, where you can find all things sexy and liberal. We love you, Bob Seska.
Thank you so much. Love you too, Stephanie.
All right,
okay,
goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. 48 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Dr. Mowdy's. I got the dental chews. Oh, my God. They're Mr. and Mrs. Kisses. I thought they were great after they eat Dr. Marty's, which is also fantastic. But now I have dental chew. Oh, my God, they're fantastic. He loves pets. That's all I can tell you.
He does.
Don't buy your dog or cat food from a company that makes, like, candy bars. And there's meat meal and God knows what else in there.
Caramel in it.
Oh, God. Nougaty centers. No.
No.
No. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon. Antioxidant-rich fruits and vegetables. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it. It does not contain any artificial preservatives. It's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf-stable. You don't need to put it in the fridge or the freezer. Convenient, healthy. Your dogs are going to love it, that raw, freeze-dried flavor. Yum, 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 yum. My listeners get up to 54% off their first order, plus a free bag of Tilly's Treasures. Oh, no! Or you can text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
Who do you think you're talking to?
Stephanie Miller.
Well, when I first fed my dogs Bonnie and Clyde Nature's Blend from Dr. Marty, I knew they would love it. After all, it's freeze-dried raw dog food that's full of real turkey, beef, salmon, and duck. What's not to love? But I was totally surprised by how much healthier and happier my dog seemed after we made the switch. So fluffy, I could die. And can I just say, between you and me, fantastic poops. Nice and firm. You know what I'm talking about. The ingredients in Nature's Blend are that wholesome. Plus, I love it doesn't contain any artificial preservatives, how it's dry to the touch. There's no mess. Shelf stable, so I don't need to keep it in the fridge. I know you're going to love how convenient and healthy Nature's Blend is for your dog. My listeners can get 54% off their first Nature's Blend order, plus a free bag of premium beef liver dog treats. Go now to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. That's text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply, or go right to drmartypets.com/Miller. Get it. Yum, 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 yum. Well, you've been hearing me rave about Cozy Earth for a couple years now and how incredibly soft and luxurious their sheets are. Well, I am not alone. They literally have thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Haley. Honestly, the best sheets we've ever had. Absolutely a dream to slip into each night. Everyone deserves to splurge on these sheets. You will have no regrets. Couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets available now in 15 awesome colors are made from viscose from bamboo, making them temperature regulating so you will sleep cool and comfy year round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100 night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back within 100 days for a full refund. Experience life changing luxury with the world's softest sheets. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Miller at checkout to save up to 35% on Cozy Earth bedding, pajamas, bath towels, loungewear, and more. I love my Cozy Earth jammies and my Cozy Earth sheets. You will too. That is CozyEarth.com. The promo code is Miller. Type in Miller for 35% off CozyEarth.com.
Most of us can agree we should have the freedom to make our own medical decisions. Politicians should have no role at all, but not California mega millionaire Eric Hovde. Hovde said, "I am totally opposed to abortion, and I'm 100% pro-life." And he supported overturning Roe v. Wade, the court case that protected abortion rights. Hovde's been supported by Wisconsin Right to Life, an extreme anti-abortion group that supports banning abortion, even in cases of rape and incest, and threatens doctors and nurses with criminal charges for providing abortion care. With views like that, Hovde could be a crucial vote in favor of a national abortion ban, letting politicians decide what's right for women. Call Eric Hovde at his California office at 714-730-4444. Tell him his position on abortion is dangerous for Wisconsin women. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
Did you know there's a group focusing on the importance of the arts in Wisconsin? Create Wisconsin is a nonprofit based in Madison and trying to expand thinking about the arts and the economy.
Everybody wants their community to be vibrant and healthy and have people visit and live there. And so we try to help people figure out what they need, and then we figure out how we can help them.
Ann Katz is the director of Create Wisconsin, and she says the work really took off when the group learned the Badger State is in last place when it comes to arts funding and support.
It's an investment in people, businesses, organizations, and communities. People are really hungry for that authentic, unique. Mm-hmm. That's what we try to nurture and to assist.
Learn more about Create Wisconsin and some upcoming events where you can get involved. Go to createwisconsin.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Stephanie Miller.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. Welcome to it. Bob Seska, you see, he's a delight.
Joy.
Unicorns and rainbows. we were talking about Fonnie Willis, and I love Jen Rubin is tweeting the protracted hearing wound up backfiring on the defendant, however, did not excuse indulging the defense for two full days. It also reflected poorly on Judge McAfee, who failed to appreciate that airing unsubstantiated smears, especially ones tinged with racism and sexism, damages real people and undermines the rule of law.
Yeah.
And further, she said, the conventional wisdom among mostly male, mostly white media pronounced that Willis had irretrievably damaged her case. Some journalists breathlessly predicted she was doomed when an aggrieved former employee claimed the relationship began before Wade was hired. Witnesses subsequently debunked that testimony. More cringeworthy, mostly white commentators sounded incredulous that an African-American woman would habitually carry cash. That spoke to racial ignorance in non-diverse newsrooms. Thank you, Jen, for that. Lucretia in Milwaukee, our favorite sweaty church whore.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. Good morning. I just want to say I'm Team Frosty when it comes to Pop-Tarts. I just feel those who like unfrosted. Right.
Now you've lost me. Now you have lost me.
Well, I'm sorry. I can't handle eating cardboard, and those who eat
those,
I feel like they can't handle Lowry seasoned salt.
And also sucks ass. Go ahead.
And also, is Governor Evers.
Governor Evers.
Evers. Thank you.
Oh, my God. You finally have fair maps in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
Go on, Wisconsin voters. Yeah.
Hooray for Wisconsin. Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Also, the person who lied to the FBI... call themselves spilling the tea.
I think she said suckers.
I think she said suckers, but
it sounded close enough.
Yeah, we had to believe that.
Yeah, I think she used the S and not the F.
Okay. Ken in Phoenix.
Jody, it's for you.
Oh, hi, Ken.
Hi, Jody.
Hi.
Remember, you signed up for herself in the middle of the show,
mm-hmm.
and to be shocked at what the things come out of her mouth.
Yes. She's not allowed. She knows.
Yeah.
Yep. You just told a story about dropping your food, your breakfast this morning.
Yeah,
in the rain, your umbrella wouldn't
open.
Yeah. She's probably, stupid show. Why did I take this stupid job? You stupid
it's
whore.
It's not even 4 a.m. and I'm leaving.
What the hell am I doing? Go! I'll be here in the bushes.
I hear Phoenix is lovely in the fall.
Excuse me. Pardon me.
Bless you.
Okay. Angry staffer tweets, I'm just saying that a guy with 91 felony indictments who has already been fined about $500 million and who already has been caught stealing classified information once is a cartoon-level national security threat, and it's insane that the GOP is about to nominate him.
Yeah.
By the way, I think Nikki Haley is staying in because she's also betting that something's going to happen, whether it's, you know, legally or God knows what.
Because, I think you're right.
Yeah, because that was chilling this morning that someone speculated she wants to go for the no labels thing.
Please
since
don't.
Joe Manchin's not running. I mean, that is not someone that loves America.
No.
Someone that knows the degree of national and international threat Donald Trump poses. All right, 58 minutes after the hour, we got Tara Dublin coming up. We got Carlos L's Rocky all coming up on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Your home for the devil.
devil's advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
You're listening to Mad Radio. WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.